在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The U.S. Embassy in Mauritania invited people to watch President Barack Obama's speech live in an embassy conference room. Mohamed Yahya Ould Wadud said he was impressed.
It's a reflect a new policies of the United States. So it also represents a new vision to the world, a new vision to the Islamic world particularly. So I think that it's very positive speech, and also it will impress a lot of people in the Islamic world to think of the attitudes of the United States.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, Zubeda Buhendwa says President Obama's speech is a chance to change misperceptions.
I think it's a good idea if he can change the mind of all American people who think that the Muslims are criminals. And if he can do the same in the Muslim world, who think also Americans are the enemies of Islam. I hope that it can be possible if he is honest.
In Niger, Amadou Moro says it was a speech against extremism both in the United States and in other countries.
Il a surtout insisté sur ce que à jamais on doit mettre fin.
Moro says we should put an end to the mistrust that exists between different cultures and religions in the world. American Christians should stop mistrusting Islam as a religion and should not confuse the extremism of terrorists with Islam. In Cameroon, Nchichuma Banla says the president spoke frankly.
My wish is that the declarations by President Obama inspires action to put an end to the hotspots in the Middle East.
Banla says it was important that President Obama recognize the right of Palestinians to have their own state.
If President Obama is making this declaration, we hope that he will be able to exert pressure on Israel to recognize Palestine as an independent state.
In Senegal, Mohamedou Barrow was underwhelmed by a speech that he says did not go far enough.
Il n'a pas insisté sur les dégâts qu'a causé les États-Unis.
Barrow says President Obama spoke at length about the death toll from the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York and Washington, but failed to address how many people have been killed by U.S. troops in Iraq.
Il n'a pas mis Israël devant sa responsabilité.
Barrow says President Obama did not hold Israel to account for the violence it has inflicted on Palestinian civilians, asking why the U.S. leader did not bring up the latest Israeli incursions into Gaza. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.